Now hear this, to all hands. Theater number one shall henceforth be known as the Doris Miller Theater.
Doris Miller, ship's cook, third class Doris Miller, United States Navy. Lost at sea, 24 November, 1943, in the sinking of the Liscombe Bay. Doris's father is a farmer. He and his wife rent a farm for Mrs. Walker's, on a rental basis known among sharecroppers as the Happers. When on the 7th of December, 1941, a certain memorable attack occurred at Pearl Harbor, Doris was serving as a mess attendant, second class, aboard the battleship Arizona. A Naval Reserve lieutenant and Doris manned a pair of machine guns and fired upon the attacking planes, which were strafing and bombing the ship unmercifully. Doris and the lieutenant are said to have shot down 8 enemy planes. The exact figure has never been substantiated, but what has been substantiated, and this without question, is that Doris Miller, as a Negro messman, had never been trained in gunnery. I'm very happy to report that naval training procedures have since been altered. For distinguished devotion to duty, extraordinary courage, and disregard for his personal safety, Doris was awarded the Navy Cross. Doris got home to Waco just once after that on a 30-day leave and was subsequently lost on the Liscombe Bay. In Waco at this moment, seated at a microphone at station WACO, is his father, Connery Miller. Can you hear me, Mr. Miller?
Yes, I hear you.
Will you tell me something about your boy, Mr. Miller?
Doris was a mighty fine boy. He never was in any trouble with anyone in his life.
Well, Doris. I beg your pardon, Mr. Miller. Will you say that again?
Doris was a mighty fine boy. He never was in any trouble. Never was in any trouble with anyone. We thought a lot of Doris.
Well, tell me, when Doris came home on his 30-day leave, did he tell you much about the war?
No. Doris didn't like to talk about the war. He says when he talk about the war, it make him feel, make him think about his buddies, what got killed with him.
I see. Well, Mr. Miller, do you think things are any better for your people because of the war? Mr. Miller, I say, do you think things are any better for your people because of the war?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Well, when white boys and Negro boys fight and die together, don't you think that makes for less prejudice?
I think a man should be a man regardless of his color.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying, Mr. Miller. Don't you think the heroism of a boy like Doris makes for a change?
It may be. I don't see no change yet.
But you must expect things to get a little better. Don't you think there's any hope for the future?
It may be. I hope so.
Because don't you see, Mr. Miller, if your boy's death does make things better, it has more meaning. It may have been worth it.
We had Doris all of his life. We raised him up to be a man grown. And if we had our brothers, we would rather have our boy. I guess you know that.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Miller.